We're beginning here on the top of Samach Tet Amud Aleph by the two dots. The Gemara here is discussing Rabbi Akiva's position in the Mishnah. Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing, and then Rabbi Akiva picks up the position of Rabbi Yeshua and continues to disagree with Rabbi Elazar's position with regards to what is Docher Shabbat for Pesach. Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Elazar's opinion from the fact that Hoza'ah Hazaah Tochiach, that the sprinkling on the seventh day of someone who's a Tamei Meit is not Docher to Shabbat, despite the fact that that's going to be Me'akev, the Korban of Pesach. This individual will not be able to participate in the Korban of Pesach. Nevertheless, Hazaah, which Min HaTorah would have been totally fine, Midrabanan, we do not allow you to perform that on Shabbat. We see that, despite the fact that the Shechita of Korban of Pesach is Docher to Shabbat, Hazaah, which is an issue Midrabanan, is not Docher to Shabbat. Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Akiva and says that Aleha Nidan. I actually disagree with that point as well. From my perspective, Hazaah should also be mutar. Just like Shkita, which is do'oraita, is mutar, then certainly something that's only an Isur d'Rabbanan, like Hazaah, should be mutar. Then Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elazar and says, well, if that's the case, maybe we should say like this. Just like Hazaah is not Docher to Shabbat, so too Shkita to Pesach should not be Docher to Shabbat. If something that's only an Isur d'Rabbanan is not Docher to Shabbat, then something that's an Isur d'oraita certainly should not be Docher to Shabbat. And Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Akiva, how could you say that? Shechita min haTorah is mutar, because we have the word mo'ado that teaches you that it is mutar and it is dochet haShabbat. The korban haPesach or shechita the korban haPesach is dochet haShabbat. And Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elazar and says, well, just like you have a mo'ado for Shabbat, where's your mo'ado for Hazaah? And again, as we discussed the Mishnah, that's not exact, because one of them is a din d'Rabbonon and one is a din d'Oraita. But nevertheless, that is the interchange or the exchange between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Tanya, now we have a braita that enhances that discussion between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar says, Akiva, b'shchita hishivtani. You ask me from shchita, b'shchita tei mitato. Your death will be by shchita. Now, he was assuming that Rabbi Akiva was really poking fun at him. Rabbi Akiva says, well, just like Hazaah is not dochet haShabbat, so too, Shechita should not be Dochet HaShabbat. And obviously, Rabbi Akiva knew that Shechita the Korban of Pesach is Dochet HaShabbat. So Rabbi Elazar felt that Rabbi Akiva was doing it in a way that was not respectful or making fun of him. And therefore, he says that because you answer me by Shechita, Shechita Dehe Mitato, your death should come by Shechita. Not exactly, but obviously it was something that was a curse in a sense to Rabbi Akiva. And we know that Rabbi Akiva died a very unpleasant death. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elazar and says, Al tachbireini, don't be in denial here, b'shat adin, while we are b'diyun, while we're arguing about this issue. Kach mikumlani mimcha, this is the mesorah that I have from you. Hazah shavut hi, that hazah is a din d'rabbanon or a problem d'rabbanon, v'eino dochet haShabbat, and it's not dochet haShabbat. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, I am making a point here, and my point is something that I learned from you. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is presenting in its such a manner. Mar says, if Rabbi Elazar really taught Rabbi Akiva the fact that Hazaah is not Dochet HaShabbat, why in our Mishnah has Rabbi Elazar retracted that position? And now he's saying that you can have Hazaah Dochet HaShabbat. So Amar Ula, Rabbi Elazar ki agamrei, Rabbi Elazar, when he taught Rabbi Akiva this din, Hazaah de Truma agamrei, he was talking about Hazaah to eat Truma. He said that when it comes to Hazaah, in order to permit someone to eat Truma for that time period, whether it's then or whether it's after Shabbat, then we're not going to allow it to be Dochet HaShabbat. We're not allowed you to do Hazaah Shvi'i on the seventh day of someone who is Tamei Meit in order to permit them to eat Truma, because, as we said here, the Truma Gufa lo Dochet Shabbat. Truma itself is not Dochet HaShabbat. I mean, it's not necessary to eat Truma on Shabbat. You can eat Truma after Shabbat. There's nothing about Truma that is specifically permissible on Shabbat and no other time, as opposed to Korban HaPesach. So therefore, the statement of Rabbi Elazar is in a narrower sense. When he says Hazaah is not Dochet HaShabbat, that's in a unique circumstance when the Hazaah is being done in order to permit someone to partake in Truma. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, here by Korban HaPesach, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hazaah is Dochet HaShabbat because the Korban HaPesach itself is Dochet HaShabbat. And Rabbi Akiva Nami, Rabbi Akiva himself also, ki otve Hazaah de Truma otve. He's actually asking him from the Hazaah of Truma. Shehi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat Truma. even though, again, it's not something that's kavua lazman, that's not a fixed time that you have to do, but still a mitzvah, v'hi mishum shvut, and there's only an isur d'rabanan standing between this individual and the ability to do the mitzvah, and therefore, it should be permissible according to your logic. V'hu tzavar, and Rabbi Lezer misunderstood Rabbi Akiva, that he was talking about Hazah de Pesach or multiple, that he was asking from the Hazah of Pesach. So that's the way that Ula tries to describe this interchange or interaction between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva poses a question from Hazah. Now, the reason he posed a question from Hazah is because that's what he learned from Rabbi Eliezer, that Hazah is not Tochet HaShabbat. Now, it's true that that Hazah was only referring to Hazah that permitted a person to do Truma or eat Truma, not in a case where it's dealing with the Korban of Pesach, but Rabbi Akiva queried Rabbi Eliezer exactly in that manner. Rabbi Eliezer misunderstood and thought that Rabbi Akiva was asking about the regards to the Korban HaPesach, and that's why he got upset at him. So now, Meitiv Rabbo, Rabbi says, can that really be the explanation over here? Heishiv Rabbi Akiva Amar. We have in the break, Rabbi Akiva responded and said, Hazaat Tamei Meit Tochiach, that Hazah for a Tamei Meit will prove my point. Shechashvi Shalom Liot V'Shabbat U'Be'er Pesach, when the seventh day where he has to be sprinkled on order to become Tahor, happens to be Shabbat, also happens to be Erev Pesach. Shehi mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do it, v'hi mishum shvut, and the problem in doing it is only nisud rabbanan, v'enu dochat Shabbat, and it does not override Shabbat. So, obviously, Rabbi Akiva's statement is very clear here. He's not asking him a question from Hazad de Truma, he's asking him from Hazad de Shvi'i, the seventh day of a Tamei Meit. So that cannot be the explanation. Elevadai Hazad de Pesach HaGamrei. It's for certain, Rabbi says, that Rabbi Eliezer had taught Rabbi Akiva that when it comes to Hazah on Shabbat, Erev Pesach, it's not Tochet HaShabbat. My time Rabbi Eliezer. So if Rabbi Akiva himself learned this from Rabbi Eliezer, why is Rabbi Eliezer so surprised that Rabbi Akiva is asking him about this issue? Rabbi says, Rabbi Eliezer Gamrei, it akerle. Rabbi Eliezer forgot what he had taught Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva, that Gurei Gamrei. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to hint to Rabbi Eliezer about this issue. He was trying to, through this conversation, remind Rabbi Eliezer what he had taught Rabbi Akiva. V'neimalei b'hadei. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva just say it straight to Rabbi Eliezer's face and say, listen, you taught us that Hazah is not Tochet HaShabbat. Sevel Arav Orech Aro. Says that it's not Derech Eretz. It's not proper conduct to remind your Rebbe in such a way, in a straightforward manner, and make him feel bad. So what Rabbi Akiva did is he did it in a circumspect way. He mentioned about Hazah, and then even after that, he didn't remember Rabbi Eliezer, so he said to him, Mixta Kal V'Chomer, trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he had taught Rabbi Akiva about this din of Hazah. Now, Gemara says, V'Hazah, my time alo dach Shabbat. Well, now, the assumption of Rabbo is that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with this position that Hazah is not Dochet HaShabbat. Why isn't it Dochet HaShabbat? Michdei Tiltulei Ba'almahu, Tidchei Shabbat Mishum Pesach. It's simply a problem of tiltul, it's simply a problem of mukseh, which is an Easter Drabbanan. Why wouldn't you be doche et ha-Shabbat? Or why wouldn't you allow it to happen on Shabbat in order to be ma'apsher, to allow the Korban of Pesach to go through? For a simple issue of mukseh, it doesn't make sense that the Chachamim would uphold their position and prevent a person from doing the Korban of Pesach. So I'm a rabbo, no, it's a greater problem, which is gzeira shemi yitlena ve'avirena dalad amot b'shut rabim. It's a fear that he may carry it for amot b'shut rabim. The same problem of Mikra Megillah on Shabbat, the problem of Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, or fear or Lulav on Shabbat, that we're afraid that a person is going to carry a Dal Amot B'Shut Rabim because he wants to do the mitzvah, because he wants to accomplish item, he will forget and then carry it B'Shut Rabim, Dal Amot B'Shut Rabim. So in order to prevent that from happening, we say no Hazah on Shabbat, even when it falls out on Erev Pesach. And there we have what we call the Shei V'Al Taseh. The Chachamim have a right, through a Sheve Al Taseh, through a passive relinquishment of doing the mitzvah, to say to you, don't do this mitzvah min ha-Torah. Just like they tell us, don't blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when it's Shabbat. Don't take the lulav when the first day is Shabbat. Don't read the Megillah. There's only Dilin Darabanan, but don't read the Megillah on Shabbat, because they can say Sheve Al Taseh, be passive, and don't do the mitzvah, and don't enter into this problem of possibly violating the Shabbat. So it's a protection of Shabbat, and therefore the Chachamim upheld their word, even in the face of losing out the mitzvah of Shofar, losing out the mitzvah of Lulav over here, losing out the ability to bring the Korban HaPesach. Mar says, okay, that's great understanding. Now we have an issue that's a Torah issue, possibly, which is that you're going to carry in Rishut HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer, Ne'avrei? According to Rabbi Lezer, let him carry it. Adar amot b'shutur mim tahama Rabbi Lezer, machshiri mitzvah dochim et ha-shabbat. We know from Rabbi Lezer that something that's a preparation for doing something, for instance, machshiri milah, things that are preparation for doing the milah, if it's necessary for the milah, it's dochet ha-shabbat. Not only is the milah dochet ha-shabbat, but even preparations for it, whether it's carry the knife to go do the milah, whether it's to make the knife to do the milah, whatever you need to do the milah, you can be dochet ha-shabbat. So also over here, fine. The suspicion, or what we suspect might happen, is that you'll carry it Rishut Rabim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you carry it Rishut Rabim, that's totally permissible, because this is something that's Makshirei Mitzvah. This is going to enable you to do the Korban HaPesach, and it should be permissible. So he says, Amrei, Hani Milahecha Degavra Gufa Chazi, Verami Chayuva Alei. That's only true when the individual himself is Ra'oi, is able to do the Mitzvah. And now, the problem between him doing this mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah is whatever the machshirei mitzvah are. So for instance, by milah, the baby is ready to have the milah done. It's everything's up in place. They just don't have a knife to do it. So that type of machshirei mitzvah, we allow you to be dochet Shabbat and to do it in order to do the mitzvah of milah. Of a hocha, in this case, the gavra gufei lo chazi, this individual at this point in time, when we look at him, he can't bring the korban ha-pesach. He's a tamei meit right now. And since he's a tamei meit, he can't bring the korban ha-pesach. So since he can't bring the Korban HaPesach, Machshirei Mitzvah, things that will enable him to do the Korban HaPesach, L'rami Chiyuva Elei, he doesn't have that obligation. If he doesn't have the obligation, those things that enable him to do the Pesach will not be Dochet HaShabbat. So there's a distinction within the position of Rabbi Eliezer now. When do we say the Machshirei Mitzvah are Dochimet HaShabbat? That is when the Mitzvah is available to you. You are ready to do the Mitzvah immediately. The only thing that stands between you and the Mitzvah currently is this Machshirei Mitzvah. In that case, we say it's Dochet HaShabbat. On the other hand, when the person or the individual is not ready to do the mitzvah, the item or what he's going to do now actually makes it that he's not Chayav in the mitzvah. And since he's not Chayav in the mitzvah, we can't say the Machshirei Mitzvah are Dochet HaShabbat. So Amar Rabbo, L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbo says, now, with this explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, that there actually be a distinction within the mitzvah of milah. Katan bari, mechamin lo chamim la'avroto. If you have a healthy young baby who is about to have a milah, then you're allowed to heat up hot water for that baby in order to do the brit milah, because then the hot water, whether it's in a preparatory stage that you wash the milah in order to do the milah, or for afterwards, either way, that's a machshirei mitzvah, and we're going to allow you to do that on Shabbat because the baby is ready to have its milah done. And simply heating up the hot water is something that is going to enable the milah to get done. Filu malo b'Shabbat, and then you'll do the milah on Shabbat. Daha chazilei, because that baby is ra'oi to have a brit milah. Katan chule, on the other hand, if you have a young child that is sick, ei mechamin lo chamin la'avroto, you cannot heat up water in order to make the child healthy to then allow them to have the milah done. Ulu malo, daha lo chazilei. Because at the time that you're heating the water, you're heating the water for a child that cannot have a brit milah. The heating of the water is what's going to actually make it possible to do the brit milah. But at the time you're heating the water, the baby is not chayab in milah because the baby is sick. And if the baby is sick, then he's patur from milah. So machshirei mitzvah are only dochim at the Shabbat when the person or the mitzvah that's going to be done is ready, available, and we can do it right away. The individual is now obligated in that mitzvah. And now the machshirei mitzvah are going to enable us to do this. But if the individual is not ra'oi, and the machshirei mitzvah are actually going to enable them to be chayav in the mitzvah, that is not dochet Shabbat. Rava says, wait a minute, why are you heating up hot water for a baby that's healthy? The baby's healthy, there's no reason to heat up hot water for that baby. The baby's ready to have the milah done without the hot water. Hello, Amar Rava, akol chulin etzel milah. Everybody's considered to be sick when it comes to milah. Echad katan bari. According to Rabbi Lezer, whether the child is healthy, whether the child is sick, you may not heat up water in order to prepare the baby to make him stronger or healthy in order to do the milah on Shabbat. Because without this hot water, the baby is not chayav in milah. If you could not do the mitzvah of milah without this hot water coming, then the baby actually is not chayav in milah because the baby is considered to be sick. If the baby's sick, then you don't have an obligation in milah. It's not dochet Shabbat. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would have to heat the water up prior to Shabbat in order for it to work. And as Tosafot points out, Rabbi Eliezer does believe Machshirei Mitzvah or Machshirei Milah are Dochin at the Shabbat. So Tosafot says that'll be in a case where you heated up the water before Shabbat, and therefore the baby is no longer considered to be a chole, the gabei mila, because you have the hot water that's going to make him not a chole. Since you have that hot water already ready, the baby now has a chiyuv, now has that obligation, because you can use the hot water to make them into a gavra chazi, make them into someone that is obligated to mila. Once you have that, then the makshiri mitzvah, making the knife, carrying the knife through the shutter rabim, whatever makshiri mila you need, will be permissible according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Etave Abaye, Abaye questions this understanding. Arel Shalomal, if you have someone who is uncircumcised and did not get a mila, anush karet. If on Erev Pesach, if someone who is uncircumcised and they could do the mila on Erev Pesach and they don't do it, they get the punishment of karet, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, this individual can't bring the Korban of Pesach at this point in time. He's not obligated in a Korban of Pesach at this moment because he's an Arel. If he's not obligated in the Korban of Pesach, how can you suggest that this individual is Chayav Karet? You can only be Chayav Karet if you have the ability to do the Korban of Pesach and you don't do it. You have to be obligated and then opt out of that obligation. Well, if you tell me that someone who's not Ra'ui for doing the Korban of Pesach is not considered to be Chayav, that means the Arel who's not Ra'ui to do it should not be Chayav. If it's not Chayav, he should not be Chayav Karet. That's inconsistent with Rabbi Lezer's opinion. It says, V'ketani Anush Karet. Alma Rami Chayuve Elei. Pretty clear from here that Rabbi Lezer believes that the obligation does devolve upon the individual, even though at this moment they are not able to do it in the state that they are in. But the fact is that during that period of time, during the latter half of the day, during those 6 hours when you have the chiyuv of Korban HaPesach, this individual could get a brit milah and do the Korban HaPesach. And since he chooses not to do that, he's chayav karet for the fact that he wants to bring a Korban Pesach, he's standing there, he could bring a Korban Pesach, and he prevented himself from doing that by not doing the Brit Milah during that period of time. As opposed to a Tamei, or someone who's Bederech Rechoka, someone who's Tamei, or someone who is far away and cannot bring the Korban Pesach during the 6 hours in which the Korban Pesach is brought, that individual, since he's too far away, can't bring it. He can't do anything. He can't bring himself close enough to bring the Korban Pesach. He's just too far away. Or, in terms of the Tumah, he can't get rid of the Tumah in order to bring the Korban Pesach. That's not within his ability to do that. And therefore, he's not chayav karet. He goes to Pesach Sheni. He waits until Pesach Sheni. But in a case where, for instance, like Hazaah, the possibility exists that you could do the sprinkling on him, and he could be ra'oi for the Korban of Pesach, sounds like there would be an obligation to do it in such a case. So Rabbi Abaye points out to Rabbah, based on this, that your conclusion about the difference between Hazaah and other Machshirei Mitzvah is just not correct over here. Because Hazaah, even though, yes, you're right, the person is not Ra'ui at this moment, but since he has the ability to do it during the 6 hours when there's a Chiyuv of a Korban HaPesach, he's considered to be a Gavra Dechazi, a Gavra that is Ra'ui, and has an obligation to do the Korban HaPesach. So that claim doesn't stand up because of this issue by Arel. So Rabbah says, no, there's a distinction between Arel and the case of Hazaah. Kasav Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Shochtim V'Zorakim Atamei Sheretz. You do not do shchita or zrika on someone who is tamei sheretz. Now, tamei sheretz is someone who has tumah, something called tumat erev. It's tamei for a single day. If he goes to the mikveh on that day, then when the sun sets at the end of that day, he will be tahor. If the individual went to the mikveh and now he's at full yom, on him we can't do shchita because what happens is memelo. The sun sets automatically and this person will be tahor by the night automatically. Since he's already done the maaseh and it will happen automatically, you're allowed to be shochet and zorek the Korban HaPesach on someone who's gone to the mikveh already, just waiting for the sun to set. On the other hand, someone has yet to go to the mikveh. There's a machloket we're going to see later on in the Masechta as to whether you can be shochet v'zorek al tamei sheretz. Can you be shochet and zorek assuming that this individual will go to the mikveh and then have the sun set and be tahor? Or do we say no? So over here, the Gemara suggests, Rabbah is suggesting that Rabbi Eliezer believes that ain shochatim v'zorekim al tamei sheretz. Someone who's Tamei Sheretz and has yet to go to the mikveh, you cannot be shochet on his behalf. Anything when it comes to an individual, he will be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Bitzibur avdei betumah. That the tzibur on Pesach Rishon does it betumah. And anything that's true by the tzibur is also true by the yachid. Whatever is not true by the tzibur, let it be yachid, is not apparent by the yachid. So let's explain that. Arelut. When it comes to an individual who does not have a brit milah, the kulei tzibur arelimnin, who had the whole tzibur been people that are uncircumcised, Amrinan lehu, we would say to the tzibur, we'd say to the kahal, kumu mahulu nafshaychu, go make sure that you have a brit milah done. Pavide pischo, and then do your korban ha-pesach. So yachid nami. So therefore, too, the individual, we say to him, Amrin lehu, kumu mahul, vavid pischo, get up, do your brit milah, and do the pesach. Vilo mahil, and if you don't do this, vavid pischo, and they do the pesach, anush karet, then you're going to be chayav karet. Meaning that the tzibur is not going to be pushed off from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni in this case. We're going to say to the tzibur, the only thing that stands between you and the Korban HaPesach is a Brit Milah. Go ahead, do the Brit Milah, and do the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So to an individual, we're going to say the same thing. We're going to say, if this person, what's standing between him and the Korban HaPesach is the fact that he needs to do a Brit Milah, we're going to say you're obligated to do that Brit Milah. You now have an obligation to do Korban HaPesach since you can access the Korban HaPesach by doing the Brit Milah. And therefore, if you don't do it, you're going to be a Chayav Karet. Tuma, on the other hand, when it comes to Tuma, the Ikulei Tzibur HaTameimnin, who, if the whole Tzibur was Tamei, say they were, whether it was Tamei Tumat Sheretz, or they were Tamei Tumat Mate, and it was their seventh day, Lo, Madrina and Alayhu, we don't force them, Lo Madina and Alayhu, we do not sprinkle on them, we don't do Hazah on them, Alei Abdei Bituma, we say, go ahead and do it Bituma, when we have an option here to do Hazah, to make everybody Tahor. Or we have the other option, which is just to do it bituma. So we say to them, go ahead and do it bituma. We don't obligate them to have the hazah done in order to do it bitara. We say, go ahead and do the pesach bituma. So yachanami patur. So too, in that case, the individual, if what stands between him and the korban of pesach is hazah, then we say to him, okay, you don't have to do the hazah. You'll wait till pesach sheni, and you're not obligated. If you're not obligated, then you're not going to be chayav karet. So through that, Rava explains the difference in Rabbi Eliezer's position. Rabbi Eliezer believes by Hazaah that it's not Dochet to Shabbat. Whereas by an Arel who, if he doesn't get the Milah, he's considered to be Chayav Karet, what's the difference between these two individuals or these two options? The answer is that by Hazaah, we say that we're not going to obligate the Tzibur to do such a thing. So too, we're not going to obligate the individual to do such a thing in order to be Ra'oi for the Korban HaPesach. And since we're not going to obligate the individual to do it, then it's not Dochet to Shabbat. The person can just wait to Pesach Sheni and do it on Pesach Sheni. So that's why it's not Dochet to Shabbat. On the other hand, when it comes to an Arel, by the Arel, we're going to say, listen, the Tzibur, if they were in this position, we would force them to get a Milah. So to the individual, we're going to tell you, go get a Milah. If you don't get it, you're in trouble. You're going to be Chayav Karet for the din of not doing the Korban HaPesach. So therefore, as Rashi says, since it's not an obligation for him to do the Hazaah, we don't allow it to override Shabbat. So that would be the difference between the issue of Hazaah versus the issue of Arel. Rabbi Eliezer does say that if someone can get to make it accessible, then the obligation is on that individual to do it and to take care of it, despite the fact that he's not at this moment Chayav in Korban HaPesach, like by the case of Arel. Hazah is an exception to the rule because Hazah has a unique standing within Korban HaPesach. That is because the possibility that Korban HaPesach can be brought bituma b'tzibur. Therefore, we don't obligate the tzibur to do Hazah, so we're not going to obligate the individual to do Hazah. The individual is not obligated to do it. We can't have it override Shabbat. So in that case, now we can explain Rabbi Eliezer's position. We can say that Rabbi Eliezer believes that makshirei mitzvah are dochim et haShabbat, and that's even in a case where it's a gabra de lo chazi, even in a case where the individual is at this moment not ra'ui to do it, but these makshirei mitzvah will allow him to do it or give him accessibility to the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, those will all be Dochet Shabbat. Hazaah, why does Rabbi Eliezer have a different opinion by Hazaah? That's unique, again, to Hazaah in Korban HaPesach, which is that since the Pesach can bab bitum'ah, so too, we don't obligate the individual to do the Hazaah, and if he's not obligated to do it, we can't have it be Dochet to Shabbat. So then, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rabbi Shuvah l'Rov v'Hari Pesach Sheni, you think that when it comes to Pesach, the Tzibur and the Yochid are always equated. Wait a minute, you have Pesach Sheni, the Leta B'Tzibur. A Tzibur can't do Pesach Sheni, V'Ita B'Yachid, and an individual can do Pesach Sheni. That's why we have Ish Nidchait, that an individual is Nidchait to Pesach Sheni, but that's not the case by a Tzibur. That's not true. There also, there is a connection to the Tzibur. The Tzibur did it on Pesach Rishon. That's why the individual is doing it on Pesach Sheni. The connection is, yes, the Tzibur also has, quote-unquote, Pesach Sheni. It has its Pesach Sheni because it did it on Pesach Rishon. And since it did it on Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is really just a derivative of Pesach Rishon. In that case, the Yochid and the Tzibur still have the same din. So, Meitevei, we have a question on that. Docho yelo yehei anush kareit, lo sheya tahor, lo sheya b'derech rukoka. You would think that the Anush Karet only applies to someone who was Tahor and didn't do the Korban of Pesach. Shalaya b'derech rukah was not on a journey or far away from the Mikdash. He was present and he opted out of doing the Korban of Pesach. He'd be Chayav Karet. Arel, person who was uncircumcised. Vitamei Sheretz, someone who was Tamei Sheretz that could have got himself Tahor by the night. Vashar Kolat Meim, or any other Tumah where they could have got themselves ready by that night. Minayin, how do we know that those individuals who didn't take care of what they were supposed to take care of and ended up not doing the Korban Pesach, how do we know that they are Chayav Karet? Talmud Lomar Vaish, that them individual, any individual has the ability or within his control to make himself accessible to the Korban Pesach or able to do the Korban Pesach and doesn't do it, he's Chayav Karet. Arel could do a milah and then be ro'oi for the Korban Pesach. Tamei Sheretz could go to the mikveh and then be ro'oi for the Korban Pesach. Since he didn't do that, he's going to be held accountable for it. Now, the Gemara says, Mikveh Mahadera Tamei Sheretz. The fact that they're now searching by Tamei Sheretz to say he's Chayav Karet, Kasavar, it's obvious that this Tana believes, Ein Shochatim Zorkim al Tamei Sheretz, that you cannot do Shchitan Tzvika for a Tamei Sheretz. Di Shochatim Zorkim al Tamei Sheretz, because had you had the ability to shecht and be zorek on someone's Tamei Sheretz, meaning before they go to the mikveh, Lomalei da Dure Alei, then why do I have to find a way to say that he is Chayav Karet, meaning that we do the Karban Pesach for him? We would do the Karban Pesach for him, even though he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. So he's not going to be Chayav Karet because he did the Karban Pesach. Fact is here that this Breita clearly believes that he's not doing the Karban Pesach and he can't send it with someone else. So this Breita believes, Ein Shochatim Vizorkim al Tamei Sheretz, because Hainu Tahor. Because then that individual is the equivalent of a Tahor, because he could have done the Karban Pesach even if he remained Tamei Tumat Sheretz. Alma. So we see from this, Afa Gav Delo Chazi, Chiyu Rami Chiyu Ve'alei, that even though the individual is not ra'oi, because it says, Ein Shochatim Zorkim al Tamei Sheret, nevertheless, we still say that the obligation devolves upon him. Afagav to let the Bitzibur ita biyachid. Despite the fact that it's not this way by the Tzibur, it's still this apparent, or it is this way by the Yachid. You know, what we see here now is a disconnect. We just created a differentiation for Rabbi Lezer between Arel and Hazaah. What the Gemara now is pointing out is now we have a Baraita that shows you that we have here an individual who we say, Ein Shochatim Zorkim al Tamei Sheretz, that we don't send a Korban and Pesach on his behalf. And what's standing between this individual and getting Tahor? Well, for the Tamei Sheretz, it means going to the mikveh. For V'chol Sharet Meim means getting Hazaah Dan. That's the only thing that stands between them. And despite that fact, we say they're Chayav Karet. Why are they Chayav Karet? Because they had the ability to make themselves obligated and to do Korban and Pesach. So you see that despite the fact that we're dealing with Hazaah, and by Tzibur, we would tell them to do a bituma. The Tzibur is all Tamei, and they all needed Hazaah. We'd say, just do a bituma, don't do the Hazaah. Nevertheless, here, we're saying to the Yachid, you're obligated, and you have to do the Hazaah. If you don't do it, you're going to be Chayav Karet. So that goes against the explanation that we just gave for Rabbi Eliezer. And obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this position over here. Hello, Amarova, Kasava, Rabbi Eliezer, Shochatim, Vizorkim, Tamei Sheretz. Now, the answer is that Rabbi Eliezer really believes that you can send your Korban HaPesach by a Tamei Sheretz. And the same is true for a Tamei Mate on his seventh day. So the Hazaah that is blocking you from doing the Korban HaPesach is actually not going to stop you from doing the Korban HaPesach. The fact that you're Tamei Sheretz now and you've yet to go to the mikveh and you have to wait for sunset, that's not a problem because you can send your Korban on Pesach with someone else. The fact that you're on your seventh day of Tumat HaMeit and you need Hazaah and you have yet to have that done, you can send your Korban HaPesach with someone else and it's fine. So that's why you're Chayav Karet over here, because you could have sent your Korban HaPesach, and you didn't send your Korban HaPesach, that's why you're Chayav Karet. So then, Hazaah Lamai. So then, why do you need Hazaah? You could send the Korban HaPesach without ever doing Hazaah. Le'achila. The only thing Hazaah is going to let you do is eat from the Korban HaPesach. Achila psachim le'akva. The eating of the Korban HaPesach is not ma'akev. I've spoken about this before. It's a delicate balance within the Korban HaPesach. We've said before that you're only obligated to bring a Korban HaPesach when you can eat from the Korban HaPesach. But in the end, you don't actually have to eat from the Korban HaPesach. You just have to have the quote-unquote ability to have eaten from the Korban HaPesach when it's brought in order for it to be on a good Korban HaPesach. On the other hand, if you actually, whether you actually or don't eat from the Korban HaPesach, in the end, does not change whether the Korban HaPesach is a good Korban HaPesach or not. So here, these individuals, even though in the end they cannot eat from the Korban HaPesach, that is not ma'akev their ability to bring the Korban HaPesach, because at the moment they bring the Korban HaPesach, there's a possibility they could eat from it if they get their Hazaah done. Or if they go to the mikveh and have the sunset, they would have been ra'oi to eat the Korban HaPesach. That's enough to allow us to bring the Korban HaPesach on their behalf and say the fact that they don't eat it that night is not me'akev. As Rashi says, fact that you have to eat from the Korban of Pesach is only lechatchila. B'dieved, if you don't eat from the Korban of Pesach, that is totally fine. Tosafot says that's not the case. It's not like Rashi says. Rashi says something much more extensive than what I just explained over here. Rashi says that it's only a din lechatchila. It's not a din b'dieved. That achila is not makiv the Korban Pesach at all. Tosafot says, or describes it the way that we did, which is, only in these specific cases, where he has the ability to get himself to the point where he could eat from the Korban Pesach, then it's not makiv. But if he cannot eat it, for instance, if he's a Tamei Gamur, and there's no way he could be Tahor by nighttime, then that person would not be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So Tosafot has a much narrower view of what this means, that achila Pesachim is not makiv versus Rashi. So Amalei Rav Adar Bar Avi L'Rov V'Im Kein Nimtza Pesach Nishchat Shlo Lochlav. That means you could bring a Korban Pesach on a whole chabura of individuals who are Tamei Sheretz, have yet to go to the mikveh, and may never go to the mikveh, and they're never going to eat from the Korban Pesach. And we saw before, if you shech the Korban Pesach, shlodo achlav, for people who can't eat it, it's not a good Korban Pesach. Here you're going to shech the Korban Pesach for all these individuals, who in the end are not going to eat from the Korban Pesach. Amalei shlodo achlav means something like a chole uzakein, to lo chazi. It's impossible for them to eat the Korban Pesach. Of a high mikveh chazi. This individual could eat from the Korban Pesach. Tekunei hu delo mitkan, he just didn't get himself fixed up so that he could eat the Korban Pesach. There's a big difference. Shlolo achlav means that they are physically unable to eat the Korban Pesach. That's something that's problematic in shechting the Korban Pesach. But these individuals who are physically capable of eating the Korban Pesach and actually could bring themselves to the point where they could eat from the Korban Pesach that night, the only thing that they didn't do is take care of what they were supposed to, that's not considered to be shlolo achlav, and it's fine to shech the Korban Pesach in that manner. So in the end, what we concluded was that why does Rabbi Eliezer believe that Hazah is different than all other items? Rabbi Eliezer believes that Makshirei Mitzvah are Dochim et HaShabbat. Makshirei Mitzvah, you're allowed to violate the Shabbat for them. And in the conclusion, we also believe that's even for a Gavra, the Lo Chazi, that's even for an individual who is not Ra'ui to do that option or do that Mitzvah until you've done whatever preparation you need. Rabbi Eliezer believes that it's Dochet et HaShabbat. So then, why is Hazah the exception? Why does Rabbi Akiva, who learned from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazah is problematic, why does he believe that that is the exception to the rule and it's not Dochet HaShabbat? The answer is because Hazah doesn't make a difference. Hazah is only allowing the individual to eat from the Korban HaPesach. Eating from the Korban HaPesach is not to Me'akev. According to Rashi, it means that it never is Me'akev. Whereas according to Tosafot, it means in a case where you have the possibility of making yourself Tahor by nighttime, then if you don't make yourself Tahor by nighttime, that's not Me'akev the Korban HaPesach when you don't eat from it. So Hazah is unique because all it does is allows you to eat from the Korban Pesach. It doesn't permit you to bring the Korban Pesach because Rabbi Eliezer believes you could bring the Korban Pesach without ever doing the Hazah because you can send your Korban Pesach when you are still a Tamei. Shochatim v'zorkim al Tamei Sheretz. While you're still Tamei, we allow you to send the Korban Pesach to it. That means if you don't send the Korban Pesach, we're going to make you Chayav Karet because you could have done it and you didn't do it. So you're Chayav Karet if you don't send it. Number two is you should send it, despite the fact that you're not going to be able to eat from it that night, because what's preventing you from eating it that night is simply the hazahar going to the mikveh to the Tamei Sheretz. You could have done it. It's possible to do it. That's enough to allow you to bring the Korban HaPesach. In the end, we're not going to force you to do the hazah to be Doche Shabbat for a Shvut Rabbanan, which was not necessary to accomplish the mitzvah of Korban HaPesach. Klara Amar Rabbi Akiva. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva gives a principle that it comes to Shabbat, what's Doche Shabbat are things that you couldn't have done before Shabbat. What isn't Doche Shabbat are things that you should have done before Shabbat. Some Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Aloha ki Rabbi Akiva, Aloha is like Rabbi Akiva. It's not Nami, Gabi Mila. We have a similar Mishnah in Rabbi Lezer de Mila, ki Hai Gavna, it says the exact same thing. Klara Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Melacha, Shefshar Lasuta Me'er Shabbat, Eino Doche Et HaShabbat. Any Melacha that you could have done from Erev Shabbat is not Doche Et HaShabbat. Mila, Shefshar Lasuta Me'er Shabbat, Mila, which the eighth day is the mitzvah, you can't do it before Shabbat, then it's Doche Et HaShabbat. So we have the same principle that Rabbi Akiva mentions by Mila as he does here by Pesach. So therefore, it's not Doche Et HaShabbat if it's something that you could have done before Shabbat. From Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Marav say Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So they say Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva here by Pesach, and they say Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Mila. V'tzricha, and we need it to have the Halacha said in both of these cases. Diash Minun Gabi Pesach, have you only told me that Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Pesach? Hatam Mitzvah Delo Dochu Shabbat. Over there, the Machshiri Mitzvah, they are not Doche Shabbat, Mishom Delo Nichrutu Alesh Lo Shesre Britot. Because even though Korban HaPesach is Chayav Karet, it does not have the standing of Brit Milah, which in the Parsha Brit Milah uses the word Brit 13 times, which gives it a standing of a covenant between man and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, between the Jews and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it has a higher standing. Therefore, maybe it should be Doche Et HaShabbat. Aval Milah, the Nichrutu Alesh Shlosh Yisrei Bidot, Emelitchu. Maybe Rabbi would agree that it is Doche HaShabbat. He would subscribe to the position of Rabbi Lezer. V'yesh Meina Milah, if you told me that the Loch is like that by Milah, Hatum the Makshiri Mitzvah lo Dochu Shabbat, the Lekha Karet. Over there, by Brit Milah, since there's no Karet, that's why we say that the Makshiri Mitzvah are not Dochu Shabbat. Now, the truth is that Mitzvah Milah does have a Karet, but it's not immediate. Because if you do the Milah tomorrow, then the person's not Chayav Karet. It's not that day, that moment, that you're Chayav Karet. On the other hand, when it comes to Korban HaPesach, the Iker Karet, if you don't do it during this 6-hour window, you're going to be Chayav Karet. Emolitku, then let's say that the Makshiri Mitzvah are Dochu at the Shabbat Tzricha. And that's what it teaches us, that Rabbi Akiva, the Loch is like Rabbi Akiva, both by Korban HaPesach and by Milah. And in both those instances, it teaches us, despite the Chumrah in each case, the Chumrah of Milah that has Shlosh Shusrei Britot, and the Chumrah of Pesach that has an immediate Karet associated with it, both of them have the same din, which is the Makshiri Mitzvah are not Dochim et HaShabbat. Now, the Tzrichuta here is based on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, as Tosfos points out, because we could have thought that in the truth that Rabbi Yehuda Marav really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And then when it comes to certain items, they just are the Chumrah. Like, for instance, by Korban HaPesach, they hold like Rabbi Eliezer all the time. And over here, they're just Machmir for the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. But it comes to teachers, it's no, that's not the case, that they hold like Rabbi Akiva in all of these instances. Okay, next Mishnah. Ematai mevi chagiga imo. When do you bring a chagiga along with the Korban HaPesach? The Gemara asks, where did chagiga show up here all of a sudden? Bizman shubah b'chol. You only bring a chagiga along with the Korban HaPesach when it's brought on a weekday. Bitahara, when it's brought in the Am is Tahor, not a Pesach Abba Bituma, Ubimu'at. And in a case where there's not enough Korban Pesach to go around for all the people to be satisfied. Mizman Shu Babi Shabbat. On the other hand, if the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbat, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, Birum Buba, or it was brought in a case where you have plenty of meat from the Korban Pesach for the individuals, Ubituma, or it comes to the case where the Pesach is bought Bituma, the Robot Tzibur Tamei, and they're bringing a Korban Pesach Bituma, you don't bring along with it the Chagigat. This is what we call Chagigat Yudalit. It's a Korban that comes along with the Korban HaPesach called Chagigat Yudalit. Chagigat Haita Ba'ah. The Chagigat itself comes from Min HaTzonim, Min HaBakar, Min HaKvasim, Min HaIzim. It can come from both sheep, goats, cattle. It can come from any one of these animals. Min HaZacharim, Min HaKevot. It comes from male or female. It means the equivalent of a Shlamim, which is not true by the Korban HaPesach. Korban HaPesach can only come from Tzon. Can only come from goats and sheep. Zachar, it has to be a male. Like a Korban HaShlamim, this Chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night, as opposed to the Korban HaPesach, which is only eaten for one night, and that's it. So my Tano, the Tani Chagiga, where did the Tano all of a sudden start up? Start talking about a Korban Chagiga. Tana, Harkav Tova Vato, Dolo Dochi Shabbat. Because it talked about in the previous Mishnah, certain things that are Isurei Derabbanan that are not Dochi Shabbat. Tananami Chagiga lo Dachi Shabbat. So it brings down the Chagiga, which is also another item that's not Doche et HaShabbat. This is what he means. When do they bring a Chagiga with it? Bizman Shubah Bechol. That's only when it comes on a weekday. Bitahara Ubimuat. When it's brought on a weekday, when it's brought Bitahara, and it's a case there's not enough meat for all those people eating the Korban HaPesach. Samar Ravashi Shmamina Chagigat Abasar Lav Chovahi. What you see from this is that bringing the Korban Chagigat Yudalit is not an obligation. If it really was an obligation, you should bring it on Shabbat. It should be Docha Shabbat. If it's a Chovah, it would be Docha Shabbat. And it should be brought even in a case where there is sufficient meat for everybody to eat. And even everybody is Metesach Abba Tumah, you should bring it. So the Gemara asks in the end, so why do we bring a Korban Chagigat Yudalit when there's not enough meat to go around? So that is, Kedetanya Chagigat Abayim HaPesach Nechelet Tchila. The reason you bring Chagigat Yudal is because it's eaten before the Korban HaPesach. Kadei Shepesach Nechal Alasova. So the Pesach should be eaten Alasova when one individual is satisfied. So they should eat the Korban HaPesach after they're satisfied. As Tosafot points out over here, that what does that mean Alasova? That means that the issue of Sova is only a Din Derabonon. That you should eat the Korban HaPesach based on Yerushalmi, that's only a Din Derabonon. In order to facilitate you eating the Korban HaPesach Alasova, we allow you to bring Chagigat Yudalit. Now the Yerushalmi does point out that because we don't want you to break the bones of the Korban HaPesach. If you can eat so hurriedly or quickly, you might actually come to an Isur Doraita. So the Rabbonon said that, don't do this in order that, or bring the Chagigat Yudalit, so you won't have that problem. But since it's only an obligation to Rabbonon, it doesn't override Tumah, it doesn't override Shabbat, and it's not going to be necessary in a case where there's sufficient Korban HaPesach to go around to all the individuals. Rashi says, She'inanim b'chilat ov t'chashev lahem. That to eat el asova means that the Korban HaPesach shouldn't be something that you're gobbling down because it would not be proper. It's not the proper conduct for Korban HaPesach. So Chagigat Yudalit allows you to do this. But it's not so clear. The Chagigat Yudalit could be a din derabonon or could be a din deoraita. Might be a din derabonon to prevent Shvirat Etzem to do whatever it is to eat el asova. The other possibility is Rashi in other places notes when it comes to Kodashim that there's a requirement to eat it kibnei malachim, to eat it like princely in a certain manner, and that's to eat it al sova. And so Korban Pesach might have that same demand, mina Torah, and therefore we bring Chagigat Yudalit. Now that's something lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you don't have that, then it'd be okay. So the only time we're going to say that you have to bring the Chagigat Yudalit is in a case where it's not a violation of Shabbat, it's not a violation of Tumah, so on and so forth. Okay, we'll stop over here.